This chazar is a chinesh of Chesar Shvag, Ram Yehuda, Mesech, this Kedush, and Daf Pei Beis. Zok the Mishnah, a bachelor should not be the teacher of small children. A woman should not be the teacher of small children. Rabbi Lozza said, also someone who has no wife should not be a teacher of small children. Rabbi Yehuda says, a bachelor should not be a shepherd of cattle, and two bachelors should not sleep with one blanket. The Chum allow these two things. Why can't the bachelor teach small children? It can't because we suspect them of being mezana with a child, because in the Raisa, the Chum told Rabbi Yehuda that Yidden are not suspected of bestiality or homosexuality. Rather, a bachelor can't teach a child because we're concerned that he'll have too much contact with and we'll be mezana with the mothers of the children. And a woman should not be the teacher of young children because we're concerned that she'll have too much contact with and possibly be mezana with the fathers of the children. Does he mean a person that's not married or even one that is married but not currently living with his wife? Bryce says that even someone who is married but is not living with his wife right now should not be the teacher of small children. Bryce says that Yidden are not suspected of bestiality or homosexuality. Zuck, the next mission. Anyone whose business involves items needed by women may not seclude even with many women. A person should not teach his son a trade that provides for the needs of women. Rabbi Meir says a person should always teach his son a clean and easy trade, and he should daven to Hashem, to whom all wealth and possessions belong. For there's no trade that does not have poor people and wealthy people. This is because poverty and wealth don't come from the trade, rather they come based on the zechusim of a person. Rav Shimon Lozza said, have you ever seen an animal or a bird that has a trade, and yet they sustain themselves without any tzar? Now these animals were created to serve me, and I was created to serve Hashem. Surely I too am supposed to be sustained without any tzar. The reason I have tzar doing so is because my bad actions have caused me to lose the easy sustenance. Abba Gurion of Tzadion, in the name of Abba Gurion, said, a man should teach his son, a man should not teach his son to be a donkey driver, a camel driver, a wagon driver, a sailor, a shepherd, or a storekeeper, because these trades are the trades of robbers. Rabbi Yehuda said in his name, most donkey drivers are Rishon, most camel drivers are righteous, most sailors are Hasidim, the best of doctors are destined for Gehenim, and the righteous are Shechtim, are partners with Hamalek. Rabbi Neroi said, I will leave every trade in the world and only teach my son Torah, for a person benefits from the reward from Torah in this world, and the principle remains for him in the Olam Haba. All other trades are not like this. When a person is sick or old or is suffering and cannot work, he'll die of starvation. Torah is not like that. Rather, it guards him from all evil in his youth and gives him a future and hope in his old age. We see this in Pesukim. We also see from Sukkim that Avraham Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah even before it was given to us. Zokt the Gemara. Bryce says anyone whose business is with women has bad characteristics and one should stay away from him. For example, goldsmiths who make jewelry, processors of garments, the ones who clean handmills, peddlers of women's items, weavers, barbers who women bring their children to, launderers, bloodletters, bathhouse attendants, and tanners. From these people, we do not appoint a king or a kohen gadol. The reason is not because they're possible, rather because their professions are considered to be demeaning. Bryce has said there are 10 things that are said about a bloodletter. He walks on his side, meaning he's haughty. He is conceited. He leans when he sits, again, a sign of haughtiness. He is stingy. He has an evil eye. He eats a lot and goes to the bathroom very little. He is suspected of nus, and of robbery, and of murder. Bar Kapara Dashan, the person should always teach his son a clean and easy trade. What's an example of such a trade? Rabbi Yehuda said, a certain type of embroidery. Abraisa says, Rabbi said, there's no trade that ceases to exist. Lucky is the one who sees his parents in a superior type of trade, and woe is to the person who sees his parents in an inferior trade. The world can't exist without perfume merchants and without tanners. Lucky is the one who deals with perfume, and woe is the one who has to deal with tanning hides. The world cannot exist without males and females. Lucky is the one whose children are boys, and woe is to the one whose children are girls. Rabbi Meir says, a person should always teach his son a clean and easy trade, and he should dive into Hashem, to whom all wealth and possessions belong. For there's no trade that does not have poor people and wealthy people. This is because poverty and wealth don't come from a trade, rather they come from Hashem, to whom all wealth belongs. Nisha said, Rav Shimon Lozo Oimer, Imra Isa Miyamecha, etc. A Braisa said, Rav Shimon Lozo said, in all my days I've never seen a deer that made dried figs, or a lion that was a porter, or a fox that was a storekeeper, and yet they sustained themselves without any tzar. Now these animals were created to serve me, and I was created to serve Hashem. Surely I too am supposed to be sustained without any tzar. The reason I have tzar is doing so is because my bad actions have caused me to lose the easy sustenance. Mishnah and Drof from the Roy Omer, Maniach Ani Kolum this v'chulum. Abraisa says, from the Roy said, I will leave every trade in the world and only teach my son Torah. For all other trades only benefit a person in his youth when he's able to work, and in old age it leads him to hunger. Whereas Torah benefits a person in his youth and gives him a future and hope in his old age as well. Hadnalach Perasar Yuchsin, Hadnalach Mesechtes Kedushin, Hadnalach Seder Noshim, Hadachalon, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.